Hi everyone, back again for podcast number 4, and what a week. I think we have all had a bit of a shock, to be honest, about how quickly everything has been changing and progressing. When I think about the things I was talking about last week on my podcast, compared to everything I've had to think about this week, there's definitely been a big change. It's not something I was actually planning on addressing as part of this podcast, but I have actually had quite a few requests and feedback that people wanted to actually know what I was thinking about in relation to the coronavirus and how I was dealing with it in my home and planning for the impact of it. So I thought that I really should probably, you know, at least, you know, give an opinion about what's going on and how it's affecting me and my family. So I am feeling quite torn. I'm feeling like my heart is actually saying, you know, although it's a virus that has quite a huge impact on people with immune deficiencies or with, you know, respiratory issues, etc., aged particularly. You know, each year we are faced with new strains of virus and we are told to, you know, protect ourselves in, you know, the usual ways. So from that perspective, I feel quite calm in understanding what the virus is and what impact it has. But then there's my head, which is saying, you know, why didn't you go get toilet paper? Why didn't you stock up on some of the dry goods? Why didn't you? I mean, it's just that reality that, you know, I was sort of watching people panicking and buying out everything in the shops thinking, you know, I mean, that's a little bit crazy. You know, the supply will be there. You know, we haven't gotten to that point yet. And all of those things. But, you know, now that, you know, each time I do have to go out to get something and I'm seeing that stock is limited and stock is unavailable and some of the stock that I've had at home, you know, is really starting to wither down, it is making me think about the fact that, you know, my head should have probably, you know, led the way a little bit more and I should have probably, you know, purchased a few extra things, particularly you know, with the fact that we are a large family. So when, you know, the boys sit down for a snack, I mean, you know, half my pantry's gone. So I really, you know, have had to sort of go out probably a bit more than I've wanted to restock on things. And again, if I had have sort of thought that it was going to, you know, get to this point, I probably should have done that a week or two ago and just gone out and bought, you know, large stocks to keep in my garage. You know, although, you know, in saying that, you know, it is quite concerning to see that there are some people probably who have huge stockpiles in their garage, you know, and other people who are shouting out, you know, for baby Panadol or formula, for example, because, you know, all of the stock levels are so low or gone, you know, and they're not able to get those things. So it is a scary time and a time when, you know, I think we really do need to rely on each other, our friendships, you know, our groups that, you know, understand some of our needs and requirements. I think it's okay to tell people that if you're out and about and you do see, you know, that there's access to something that, you know, will be handy, that we do purchase it for our friends. We do let them know where there is stock of certain things, etc. Because, you know, none of us want to really be out there exposed, you know, for no reason. So I guess it's good to know where things are and what's available. So in saying that, I know that, you know, very close to home here, there is an area where there are a lot of sort of like a, I guess, warehouse. One of them in particular is called Pastel Dente, and I know that there is also like a chicken factory, etc. So I think they're all the places that I would be frequenting now at this point in time, where you can sort of buy the wholesale or the bulk purchase items, and mainly just for like an emergency. So to have like a bulk sort of pack of pasta or flour or any of those types of things. I've actually put meat in the freezer for the first time in a very long time. I've tried to avoid freezing any meat, which at this point in time I've realized, oh gee, I probably should have had some type of stock. So we were able to purchase some meat the other day, and it's now in the freezer. And you know, again, it's more about when you're not able to actually go out to the shops to purchase things, or when you go out and they don't have the things that you need, at least having some of the ingredients. I'm sure that we're all going to get quite creative with you know, the food that we're going to be making and the choices that we're going to be making. So I'm it's one of the things that I'm, you know, really starting to think about is, you know, if we do go into sort of like a lockdown mode where we're not able to sort of pop out to the shops and get ingredients, etc., what are some of the things that I need to make sure I do have in the house? Because, you know, as easy as it is to say that you only need, you know, these things, I think we are used to having sort of access to everything. And you know, I know for myself, sometimes I'll not make a meal because there's one ingredient missing, for example. I'll wait until tomorrow, pick up that ingredient, and then make the meal that I've thought about. I think we're going to have to sort of be a little bit more flexible with that approach and use the ingredients we've got and, you know, make sure that we're getting sort of what we need until we can pop out again or get a delivery or whatever it is. So what are some of the other things that I'm doing in my household? So I have read a little bit up on, you know, drinking lemon water. So basically in the mornings what I'm doing is cutting up a full lemon and pouring some boiling water on it in a jug. And I let that sort of sit and try to drink it at a warm temperature. When the kids get home from school and we do all of the you know, get the clothes off, wash the hands, etc., I try to get everyone to have some of the lemon water. So I think that from what I've read about it, and I did always sort of know from the perspective of digestion and all of that, but I think it's also about neutralizing the body's acidity and making it able to work at its best potential. So that's one of the things, very easy to do. And you know, if you don't have access to fresh lemons, I always have like a bottle of that, you know, lemon concentrate or whatever it's called, the lemon juice, that you can just add to it for now. I also have the doTERRA lemon oils, so if I get to a point where I don't have either of those, I can definitely put some of that lemon oil into the water as well. So some of the other things that I'm doing with the kids particularly is every day they're taking vitamin C, a multivitamin, a probiotic, and obviously trying to keep up the fruit and veg while the supply is, you know, abundant and I'm able to sort of pop out and get things. So just keeping up, you know, cucumbers, carrots, apples, nectarines, bananas, all the things that they eat quite easily and readily, and just trying to make sure that from an immune system perspective, you know, if there is something lingering around, that they're able to fight it off as best possible. So I highly recommend, you know, for kids particularly that are quite fussy and maybe not able to take a tablet yet, so younger children, you know, I use some of the Nature's Way stuff that's usually available at Coles or Chemist Warehouse. I might actually add a photo of it onto my page, the 40 Again Facebook page. But basically, they're just like lollies, and they are a multivitamin, a probiotic, a vitamin C, and an immune builder. So basically, I just rotate them and try and get them to take one or two every day, depending on what's going on. So recently, you know, we had like a mild sort of stomach bug, and you know, just upping our probiotics, you know, just means that normally we can get rid of things in a day, which is, you know, quite amazing. But I really believe that gut health and probiotics and, you know, using them properly has really helped us. So I know some of the kids' stuff, the Nature's Way, people will comment on the fact that they're all sugar and, you know, all of those things. I agree completely, but the reality is that I can't get my kids to take tablets. They can't swallow them. Using some of the powders and some of the drops, I do when I can. I have stocks of all of them, but on a daily basis as an easy option and an option that they don't fight. They actually, you know, I keep them on the bench. They know what their sort of standard amount should be, and they'll all just open them up to grab one or two. They remind each other, which is, you know, a really great habit to get. And I know for myself, it really does also reinforce and remind me to take some of my probiotics and things. So for myself, I take a daily probiotic, and I'm trying to increase things like magnesium, vitamin C, vitamin D. There's also, I bought, you know, last sort of winter time, end of winter, some type of immune builders for cold and flu, which were like an echinacea mix, etc. So what I'm trying to do is really have a look back at all the stock that I have of all these vitamins and immune system builders and all of that, and really just take advantage and use them all. I don't think they're going to do any harm. So from my perspective, it's all about, you know, just adding as many nutrients, vitamins, etc. into my body at the moment. Just so that if, you know, there is something around that, you know, my body is strong enough to, you know, fight it off. Because I guess one of the impacts is not only the how you feel and, you know, the impact on your body, but the fact that, you know, your family is affected too. So, you know, your, you know, elderly parents, children, you know, friends, visitors, neighbors, all of those types of things. So there's some of the things, the supplements that we're taking. Another thing that I've been doing is because I have actually purchased like a doTERRA oil starter kit. So I purchased that some time ago, and some of the doTERRA oils, which are amazing, like they are really, really potent and really good quality oils. Basically, there's one that's called On Guard, and I'm just running that through the diffuser, particularly in the evenings when everyone's back in the house and all of that. So just running that through the air, trying to keep, you know, the windows open, getting some fresh air into the house. I haven't done it yet, but I do actually have a sage scrubber as well, which is basically some dry sage that's bound together and is used to clear the air of, you know, toxins and things, also energy, and it's an energy clearing. But it's something that I do a lot in winter. I used to do it a lot more in my old house where it was a lot smaller. There were a lot of us sort of breathing in the same air, and I used to find that that was a really good way to just fresh start, kick start. So that's something that I'm planning on doing over the next few days, opening up sort of all the windows and just, you know, burning some sage through the house just to make sure that anything that is lingering in the air is cleared out. And as I said, that's stuff that I normally do over the winter period anyway. So it's really just bringing it forward a little bit. In terms of all of our, you know, activities and what's going on, my kids are still at school for this week. Today, my oldest boy, who's at high school, has a shortened day, and the school has advised that the teachers will be getting some training on how to run sort of online classes or how to use all of the access, the things they have available to them. So I'll be picking him up, you know, very soon. And the little ones, I'm planning on probably finishing off this week. I'm hoping that by that stage, the school sort of has things in order and can give them some, you know, some guidance on what to be doing while at home. I know that, you know, as much as the kids are excited to actually be at home, once they are at home and realize that there's not going to be too much activity and whatnot, I think the boredom will sit in pretty quickly. So I think it's important to get advice from the school and direction on, you know, things that we can be doing, you know, from an educational perspective, and maybe even setting some daily tasks for the kids so that, you know, each day, although they're not going to school, and if there isn't any sort of scheduled classes, that they actually have something to complete and be accountable for until the actual school holidays start. So I'm hoping that there'll be some more direction from the primary school by the end of the week. Our soccer training has stopped. So there was some advice last night that basically until mid to end of April, there will be no soccer training or games, which I think is, you know, a great decision from the perspective of, you know, having all the kids sort of and parents going out and hanging out there and all of that. But from a physical activity point of view, I think it would be great to sort of keep something going. So we've already sort of talked about on the training nights, while, you know, we are still able to get out and about, you know, going to the local oval and maybe doing some laps, or, you know, going for bike rides, etc., just, you know, to keep up that activity. Again, you know, being in a house with five boys, you know, the physical energy and all of that is, you know, it's very obvious, the difference, I guess, for me when I look at the boys and girls. You know, people ask about, you know, what the main difference is for me. I think it's that physical energy. Like, I think with the boys generally, if we've had a quiet day or if we've had a quiet few days, there seems to be this growing tension and growing. So it's very important to have that release, you know, throughout the day or before bed, etc. So with soccer stopping, and, you know, they've really just sort of got back into it and started the proper training and all of that, just need to make sure that we find other ways, you know, for them to be able to release that. And we have talked about, my husband's actually talked about buying like a home gym set for some time now. And really just hasn't had the time to focus on, you know, purchasing one. But I think now would be a great time to actually have that set up and, you know, start getting the boys into like a daily, you know, way, a routine, I guess, of using some of the gym equipment and, you know, maybe doing some skipping and all of those kinds of things. So that's something that we'll be looking at, particularly next week once they are at home. So in terms of the things that we're doing in preparation for the actual lockdown, I guess it's really just been shopping. So, you know, I've just went out and purchased, you know, a bit of extra rice, a bit of extra pasta, a bit of extra oil, the things that I guess were available at the time. We've purchased some meat. So today I actually went out and purchased some extra snacks and things, which I'm going to hide, put them away somewhere so that when there is, I guess, a low and, you know, the kids are at home a lot and all of that, we need to pull something out, I have access to something. I guess the next thing that I've been thinking about in terms of us all being in at home and looking for stuff to do with our time, one of the things that I've really, you know, fallen behind in and not really been able to keep abreast of is like all of our photos and videos and all of that. So I think over the years, you know, we've all gotten much better at capturing moments and capturing events. But one of the things that I haven't done in some time is actually sort of put it together, sorted it, you know, put it in logical order. And what I used to do is do an annual online photo album. So basically there was a system I used to use, or a website called Snapfish. I'm not sure if it's still available, but I will look into that. And basically what you do is you download all the photos that you want in the album. It also does have an automatic function where it basically puts it into an album for you. But I used to actually go in and manually put little captions and information, and then you send it off, and basically you pay for it online, and in, you know, a matter of 2 weeks or whatever it is, you get this beautiful, gorgeous printed photo album. And I actually have probably 6 or 7 of them from when the kids were little. But I did sort of stop. I didn't really have the time to download and do all of that. And with, you know, just changing computers, changing phones, changing, I mean, it's just a mess. I've got hard drives, USB sticks, I've got, you know, videotapes. Just when I think about it, it's actually crazy. So one of the things I've put on my to-do list over this period where we're not sort of rushing around and, you know, going to every event and every training and every, you know, thing that comes up is actually getting through all of that. And you know, making some sense of it all, maybe putting in some online orders as well, so that when things are up and running, you know, we start to get some deliveries of, you know, some amazing photo albums. You know, and one of the ways I used to do it was did an annual wash up. So, you know, at the end of, you know, I think the last one I did was probably 2015. You know, like I do a 2015 album, which basically just puts in all the highlights, you know, places we've been, things we've done, people we've seen, birthdays, whatever it is. And, you know, it's just a way to look back on that year. And, you know, I hear everyone complaining about the fact that, you know, no one has any albums anymore and everyone's got their, you know, photos on their phones. Well, as I said, this is a great time for us to all actually go through all of those, you know, devices and all the ways we've stored our photos and actually maybe make some sense of it all and put in some orders. You know, I think Kmart also does like an online photo album sort of service and all of that, or even just, you know, getting it all ready, putting it all onto USBs that makes some sense, like grouping it all and doing all of that editing. That's all stuff that I really enjoy doing anyway. So I thought it would be a great time to do it. And I know my kids just absolutely love looking back on when they were little, and particularly little video clips I've got of them dancing or singing or at a birthday or with friends, and they really do enjoy it. So I'd love to actually put it all in a place where we can easily just connect it up to a TV and sit there at night and, you know, have a watch, have a bit of a laugh. You know, my husband actually pulled up a videotape of my kids dancing, you know, in our old living room. And it was just hilarious. I mean, just even watching, you know, their different styles. I had one of them sort of stomping around like the Hulk, and then there was the other one who was really smooth and suave. It was just hilarious watching them. I mean, and seeing how now, I mean, they're so different again, you know, a few years later. So it's definitely going to be something where I think we can get some enjoyment out of actually pulling out all that stuff and putting it in a place where we can access it easily and share it, have some fun looking at it and talking about it and all of those things. So that's one of the things that I'm planning on doing and I'm looking forward to doing, something I don't have time for generally. Another thing, obviously, that I need to finish is something I've started many times over, which is sorting all my clothing. So I've started many times, and for those of you who know me, you can imagine I have a very black wardrobe, lots of black clothes. But the biggest problem I'm finding is the fact that, you know, I do have a lot of, you know, really old stuff that I've purchased over the years and, you know, haven't been able to fit into, or, you know, purchase while I was pregnant, expecting that post-pregnancy I would want to wear it or be able to. And now I have all this sort of great stuff, which, you know, a lot of it is still my style or still things that I would purchase, but either it doesn't fit me or I'm not comfortable in it at this stage or whatever. And I am struggling to sort of know what to do with it. I've donated quite a lot. I've donated a lot of things that I know I won't wear again, or, you know, won't fit into again. But then there's this sort of group of things that, you know, I anticipate being able to wear and would like to wear. But, you know, I'm really not sure. I'm sort of going through the process now of sorting and bundling and all of that. And when, you know, you might be thinking it sounds like there is a lot of stuff there. Like I've realized that, you know, this is an accumulation over many, many years now, many pregnancies, many job changes, you know, many body changes. And, you know, I have realized that I've stuck very closely to a particular style, because some of the clothing I have is quite old, but it's still very current for myself and the style that I like to wear. Which is why it's probably harder for me to get rid of it, because I don't want to be getting rid of stuff only finding that I'm then searching for it, you know, a month later. So that's another job that I've set myself, and I have started it. I've actually started it multiple times and then kind of leave it half done. So it would be great for me to have a few days consecutively where I'm not having to rush around or, you know, go and do things, where I could just focus on how I'm going to sort it, how I'm going to get, you know, donate stuff, what stuff I can put, you know, forward so that I can wear it right away. And, you know, some of the seasonal stuff too. Just recently been putting away all of the sort of summer, really summery stuff and, you know, swimsuits and cover-ups and all of that kind of stuff, and pulling out a lot of the jumpers and cardigans. Although in saying that, today I think was like 27 degrees. So, you know, it is a bit of a mishmash at the moment here in Melbourne. So the weather's a little all over the place, which means our wardrobes and our styles are pretty much the same. Also footwear, like it's crazy. Like one day I'll be wearing, you know, a leather boot and the next day I'm in thongs. So, you know, it is a difficult place or time of the year to actually put things away. I feel like you sort of have to have access to everything at the moment. So that's one of the other things that, you know, is on my list of things to do during this period of quiet. You know, one of the other things I think that I've been thinking about a lot is on days when we're really busy and everyone's running around sort of doing what they have to do, and, you know, I'm sort of yelling out from the living room for one child to put something away, and the other child, have they done their homework, and the other child, have they had their shower, did they have something to eat, et cetera, et cetera. The fact that I think, you know, there will be a bit more time in the day for us to actually sit together and maybe even like play a board game, you know, play some Monopoly, Uno. We've got a games cupboard. And, you know, although we do sort of try to, I think it's always in the midst of I'm making dinner or someone's popping over later or someone has to go and do something. Whereas this, I think, will be an opportunity for us to just sort of refocus and I guess quiet down a little bit. I am looking forward to that part of the process. I don't know for how long. I don't know how you know, long I'll be saying that after we are all sort of in the same room or environment for, you know, locked in for you know, a week or so, but we'll see how we go. I have read some really positive stories about people who are just sort of coming out of the lockdown period or are in the midst of it at the moment, and them just talking about, you know, how their relationships, their families, you know, things have changed, and, you know, they're starting to look at things a little bit differently, even in their surroundings. So I was really impressed, I guess, with the fact that there is, you know, something for all of us to learn in this time when we are all a bit sort of scared, a little bit unsure of what the next few weeks or months will hold for us. I think it's a nice time also to just look at some of the positive impacts that can come out of this. And as I said, some of the stories that I've read really just talk about that connection and having the time to actually have those conversations and not feel rushed and not feel like you've got to go. And I think one thing that I've realized, even in this last week or two, is that internal pressure we put on ourselves to always be, you know, out and about doing things and feeling the guilt if we're not actually sort of taking part in everything that's available to us. Whereas I think now I guess I'm sort of second guessing that approach and saying, you know, I'm quite happy for us to just hang out. And, you know, I do miss just giving my kids a hug and like sitting on the couch and watching a cartoon with them or watching a kids movie or whatever it is. And just listening to some of the way that they view the world and the way that they view a movie or things that they have to say. I guess we're always in such a hurry. We always have an electronic device in our hands. There's always a phone or a laptop or something, an iPad sort of around us. And we're being distracted constantly from each other and conversation and thoughts and all of that. So I do really hope that, you know, one of the benefits for us at my family will be, you know, that reconnection with each other and, you know, having a bit of a laugh. And we're all sort of quite happy to tease each other a little bit and have a bit of a laugh at each other's expenses. And you know, I think it's a really nice way to bond. Obviously, sometimes it can go too far, particularly with the kids. You know, sometimes their boundaries are not, you know, they're not, I guess, developed yet. So they may say, you know, they may say things which, you know, from an adult perspective, I listen to and say, no, 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 like that, we can't go there. And they're not things we would, you know, like to sort of have a little bit of a joke about. So we're just all learning, you know, from that perspective too, like where we can have a laugh at someone else's expense without being nasty or without being mean, more so just highlighting something that's funny about, you know, the way they behave or things that they like to do or whatever it is. So, you know, my kids are just, you know, a source of never ending, I don't know what the word is. I can't say it's enjoyment. I don't know what the word is, but it's just, I'm amazed constantly by them. Like they're so different and they're so, they're just developing every day. And, you know, the way that they think about things, the way that they approach different things, the way they talk about their friendships, the way, you know, they deal even with myself and my husband. Like, it's just, I'm just amazed. That's, you know, I don't know what other word to use. It might sound, I don't know. I'm just interested. It's such an interesting time, like having a 7-year-old, 9, a 10, and a 13-year-old. It just means I'm seeing sort of different views of the same situation. And it's something that, you know, again, it makes me reflect on, you know, when I was a kid and, you know, particularly when I'm thinking about, you know, when my parents were sort of building a house and I was left to my own devices quite a lot at home and was very responsible, was able to cook a meal and, you know, take it down to them for lunch and bring it back, pack up. And, you know, I felt very grown up for, you know, someone who was, you know, maybe 11 or 12 years old at the time. You know, I do look at my kids sometimes and think, you know, I really do need to, I guess, give them a little bit more independence and actually maybe lift some of the expectations I have of them. And when I say that, I don't mean, you know, from a personal perspective, as in the people they are, more just so about learning and tasks. So when we talk about learning, generally, I think we talk about, you know, a lot of the educational stuff, but what I'm more sort of focused on at the moment is probably more like learning about life skills, you know, like learning that there are certain things that have to be done regardless and, you know, things like the washing, you know, things like the dishes, things like cooking, you know, even purchasing all of the supplies. You know, I think it's probably a good time, you know, when I think about their age and, you know, the fact that I am at home at the moment and, you know, doing a lot of these things while they're not around, like at school, they don't get to see a lot of, I guess, the background, what happens or how does this home keep running and how do things keep working. So I think one of the things that I'm going to focus on over the next few months particularly is just teaching them, you know, teaching them, getting them involved, asking them to help me, explaining what's involved in certain things, because there are a lot of things I didn't know either. There's a lot of things I did because I was, you know, thrown into the deep end, particularly because my parents didn't speak English and confidently. So a lot of the times I was thrown into adult conversations and situations and, you know, organizing connections for things and organizing tradespeople and whatever. But there were a lot of things that I didn't really understand either because, you know, in my mind, they were just done for me. They were just there. They were always, you know, things were just available to me. I didn't really understand how they got there or never really even thought about it. So I think, you know, I'm going to sort of probably, I think the main thing I'm trying to assess, I guess, what the aim of that is for me. And the aim is that, you know, my expectation and what I'd like to do for my kids is give them the confidence that, you know, in the situations that arise in, you know, a normal sort of daily environment, that they have an understanding of how to resolve them, how to get to the next stage or whatever that is, or even just how to ask the right questions to move forward. So, I mean, you know, a lot of things going through, you know, all of our minds at the moment with all of this uncertainty. But I hope that today's podcast just shows you, I guess, you know, some of the things that I'm thinking about and doing with my family. And hopefully, you know, you've gained something from, you know, what I've talked about today. I might add some photos of some of the vitamins and things that I've been using. Not to say that I'm an expert on any of those things. It's just things that I've been using and things that I'm confident and comfortable with. But, you know, please feel free to, you know, investigate for yourself, and the best way for you to sort of, you know, be comfortable with what you're doing is to ask questions, you know, research it yourself. And that's sort of what I've done and where I'm at. So I hope, as I said, you've gained something from today's podcast. Sorry that it's about such a, you know, daunting subject for all of us, but thank you to those of you who provided feedback and sort of supported me in doing it, talking about it today, because I don't think I would have otherwise. I think I would have probably avoided talking about it. So I hope you have a good week, and stay healthy and stay well. And, you know, with the fact that most of us may be a little quieter than usual, I may be actually doing another podcast sort of closer to the end of the week. We'll just see how we go. So stay tuned and good luck.